Moving on now. In Turkey, the opposition Cumhuriyet Daily has accused the spy agency MIT of helping smuggle Takfiri terrorists into Syria from Turkish soil. According to the paper, the extremists were brought to the Turkish border town of Reyhanli in a secret operation in January last year. They were smuggled into Talab Yard, a border town used by the ISIL as a gateway from Turkey. The Daily claims the Takfiris were sent on two buses rented by the MIT. According to the paper, police stopped the buses the following day after receiving a tip-off that they were smuggling drugs. During the search, investigators found bullets, weapons and ammunition in the buses. The paper says the bus drivers in their testimony said they were carrying Syrian refugees and the vehicles were rented by the MIT. Last week, Cumhuriyet Daily came under fire by Ankara for publishing footage the paper said showed the MIT helping send weapons into Syria last year. And to discuss this story further, let's go to Indiana and talk to E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Jones, if this scandal proves to be true, what would this mean for Turkey and its reputation?
Well, obviously, it would lose standing in the Islamic world because it's working with the enemies of the Syrian government, and it's also working hand in glove with the United States and Israel in who are sponsoring these forces. So obviously the reaction of the government, where they're trying to punish the messenger that brings the bad news, is an indication that they don't want this news to come out.
And of course, how much would this scandal have an impact on the elections in the country?
Well, I think that's the crucial question. I mean, that's the ruling party is vulnerable because it exposes the duplicity of the government, that they're not really working for the people that they say they're working for. But it also, I think, exposes the whole problematic nature of this type of warfare, which is in many ways, it's like pushing a string. You're forever sending weapons into an area and you're never quite sure who the weapons are going to be used against and who's going to end up being killed as a result of it.
And how will the media and journalists be affected by this scandal, the fact that the government has filed a complaint against this Cumhuriyet paper? I mean, would that mean they could be more restricted?
Of course it could. I mean, the fact that they have, I mean, in a sense, they're a step ahead of the United States media, because the United States mainstream media would never report anything like this. So it's a credit to the whoever's doing it in Turkey. But obviously, the government wants to shut this down. And if they shut it down, if the government gets reelected, well, yeah, it looks as if there's going to be a good chance they will shut it down. So it's going to depend on the election.
All right. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine from Indiana. Thanks for your time there, sir.